Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And for the guys today on Juneteenth, taking you up until 10 o'clock, we'll turn it over to Doc Walker then. Right now, taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. The Nationals on an 11-game losing streak. What changes need to be made? How frustrated are you? What do you want to see happen with the Washington Nationals? 800-636-1067. So I want to start by taking a look at the 11-game losing streak and just summarizing it. So just taking a look at the games themselves. You have, starting with the losing the two games against the Rangers, they lost 5-0, and then 4-2 against the Rangers. 3 against the Mets, 5-4, 5-0, 4-3. Marlins series, 11-9, 4-3, 3-1. And then so far in the Rockies series, losing all three games so far. 6-4, 10-6, 3-1. They have a chance at 105 today to at least salvage one game. But that's your 11-game losing streak. Look at some of the numbers from the losing streak. They've been outscored 60-33. Their batting average in this 11-game losing streak is .227, averaging 3 runs a game. They're 83 for .365. Their ERA, they've given up 55 earned runs, 5 unearned. 55 earned runs for a .510 ERA, giving up just under 5.5 runs a game. And their longest losing streak in Nats history is 12 games. They're one loss away from getting there. This team right now is just in a world of hurt, and they can't get out of it. Today, you've got Chase Dolander going for the Rockies. He's 2-7 with a .657 ERA. Trevor Williams goes for the Nationals. He's 3-8 with a .571 ERA. Going into this series against the Rockies, the worst team potentially in the history of Major League Baseball, and at worst, second worst to a team that was in 1899, right? 1899. You come into this series and you've lost the first three games with a potential to be swept in a four-game set against them at home. You know, I mentioned on our Bustin' Loose baseball podcast with Grant Paulson when we had recorded right before the Marlins series. We have one before and after every series. And right before the Marlins series, we were talking about they'd been on a little bit of a losing streak. They'd lost 5 in a row at that point. And you're thinking, okay, yeah, the Marlins coming in town for 3. You've got the Colorado Rockies coming in town for 4. 7-game homestand against 2 of the worst teams in baseball. You'll get back on track. And at one point in there, I was like, but what if they don't? what if they don't? And I thought it was interesting talking with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler yesterday. Charlie brought up the first game of the Mets series where they lost 5-4 in 10 innings. And he felt like when you watch that game, you're wondering if that was going to lead to a losing streak. Now, they'd already been on a little bit of a losing streak. They'd lost a couple. But you were wondering if, oh, losing that sort of a game can lead to a bit of a spiral. And the reason that that game gets brought up, Mackenzie Gore pitches for the Nationals. He went six strong, gave up two runs, only gave up five hits, struck out six, gave up one home run. But six innings of two-run ball is good. Brad Lord gave you an inning of scoreless ball. Jose A. Ferrer was where the struggles were in the eighth inning. When you were leading the ball game 4-2, he gives up two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. You're not able to score in the top of the tenth or top of the ninth or the top of the tenth. And immediately one pitch delivered for Cole Henry in the bottom of the tenth inning, and base hit scores, and it's over. You lose 5-4 in 10 innings, where you could have gone from 30-36, they were 30-35 coming into the game. You could have gotten right back to being just 4 under .500. Instead, you fall to 6 under .500, and now you've seen a snowball into where it is right now. And it's just tough right now with this team because it feels like there's no way that they can put everything together, because you're losing the other night. That seventh inning on, what day was that, Tuesday, was just brutal. Just brutal. Six runs given up. The Colorado Rockies tied a franchise record with seven home runs in the ballgame. Michael Tolia hit two home runs. Hunter Goodman hit a home run. Ryan McMahon, Tyro Estrada, Mickey Moniak, Sam Hilliard. Seven homers in the game tied a franchise record for the Rockies. And it's just so tough for the Nats right now, where some of the guys are turning in decent performances. And this is where it gets funky with some of these games, where Michael Soroka in that game, when they lose 10-6, goes six innings, only gives up three runs, strikes out nine. Cole Henry, who's been very, very reliable all year long, goes out there, doesn't record an out, ends up giving up four earned runs. That's a part of that seventh inning. Jackson Rutledge comes in, gives up two home runs. That adds more to that seventh inning. Eduardo Salazar comes in and gives up a run. And they got some offense going late. You got a run in the eighth. You got four in the ninth. But you were never coming back from being down 10-2 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. That was never going to happen. And Davey talked about this. Kyle Finnegan talked about this. Where when you get into a situation like this, where you've lost so many in a row, where you feel like you've got to get out of it, you start pressing. You start trying to do too much. And Kyle Finnegan did a really good job after he blew the save, because that's the other thing, too. I mean, game one of this series, you're in a prime spot to win this thing. You go in 4-3, top of the ninth inning. Kyle Finnegan hasn't allowed a home run all year, and he gives up two homers in that inning, gives up three earned runs. You're suddenly down 6-4. You lose that one 6-4. But Kyle Finnegan wore it and said, I've got to be better. I did a lot of things that led to that sort of an outing. His exact quote was that, let me find it. He said, I did a lot of things that lead to an outing like that today. I think trying to do too much, I missed in the spots that they hit. And I think you see that from this team. Davey talked about it post-game on Tuesday following the 10-6 loss, saying he was asked what's the difference between the at-bats early in a game versus late that allowed them to score all those runs late. He said that they're trying to do too much, it feels like, at the plate. And a little more relaxed as the game goes on. When you're down by eight runs going into the ninth inning, you're naturally going to be a little more free, because what the heck, does it even matter? You know, you obviously care about your batting average, you care about your numbers and for the season, but you're not coming back in that ball game more than likely. So you can play a little more free. And I think this team right now is just pressing so hard. And the unfortunate thing is, like we were talking about with football earlier, I think there's much more of a luck factor, quote unquote, involved in baseball than there is in football. I think you control a lot of the stuff that you're doing on the football field. You can have a perfect process in baseball and it gets hit right at somebody. And you can't really control that. Really, right? You can't. It's such a difficult game in that way where sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't. I mean, I point to this series. James Wood always hits rockets off his bat. It feels like every time he hits the ball, it's 100 miles an hour. And yet he has one that's a squibber down the left field line, comes off the bat at 67 miles an hour, turns out to be a double. And that's great. Next day or 2 days later, Brady House comes to the plate with the bases loaded, two outs, hits a rocket 110 off the bat, and it's within diving reach of Orlando Arcia, who makes a great play, and suddenly the Rockies are out of the inning without giving up a run. What was James, did he have a better process than Brady? Or not really. I mean, it just, that's the crazy part about baseball. That's the why we love it. You got to play the games. But it feels like every break, especially last night, they had so many hard hit balls and it felt like nothing was falling in. And you're doing what you're supposed to do when that happens, but there's only so much you can control. It's just crazy to see where this team's at right now that you felt like at some point things would turn around, and they're not. Like, listen to some of these exit velocities last night from players that turned into outs. Josh Bell, 110.5, line out. Ground out, 107.2 from Josh Bell. Brady House, line out, 101.3. Dalen Lyle, 98.5, 98.2, both outs. Like, just tough. You're just crushing the ball. And it's not turning into a base hit. It's not turning into anything. It went the other way, too. Michael Tolia had a 111-mile-an-hour ground out. But still, it just feels like nothing is going their way right now, and they just need something to go their way. And it's funny because the way that baseball works, we were just joking about a little bit earlier when Savannah came in to get ready for her updates. You just know that as soon as they win one, and then they go out to Dodger Stadium, they'll probably just take two or three from the Dodgers, right? They'll probably just take two or three from the Padres. They'll probably just go on a little bit of a winning streak, won't they? Like, that's the funny part about baseball. And I think if they can just find a way to win today's game, it'll loosen them up, go on a road trip, get away from this all, and maybe you do get going. But it's just such a finicky game. But I think where you run into the big controversy here, and if you'd like to weigh in, 800-636-1067, is what do you do with Davey Martinez? What do you do with Darnell Coles, the hitting coach? What do you do with Jim Hickey, the pitching coach? Ricky Gutierrez, third base coach? Do you make a change? I don't understand how you're at 11-game losing streak and you're 14 games under 500 and at times you've looked listless and nothing has changed. I don't know what the change is, but how many teams in baseball go on an 11-game losing streak and nothing changes? Nothing. Not even like an assistant hitting coach. Not even like an assistant pitching coach or something. Nothing changes. I don't know what the right answer is, because as soon as someone comes out and says, hey, fire Davey, you get the other side saying, how much is that going to change things? Look in Baltimore. You tell me. Was the issue Brandon Hyde, or was the issue that the Orioles just weren't playing well? Because suddenly, since they fired Hyde, they're playing some better baseball. I'm not saying that Brandon Hyde was the big issue, but is it correlation or causation, right? I don't know. I don't know that firing Davey Martinez makes a simple fix, but does the team need some motivation? Does firing Darnell Coles suddenly turn this team into a better hitting ball club? I don't know that it does. But is there a change needed to send a message to the ball club? Maybe. It's just a weird spot where I don't know what the answer is. I think they're trying to ride the wave, as JP said. They're trying to ride the wave out and I think get to the end of the year and reevaluate. But I think you've gotten to a point now where you've lost 11 straight games. I don't know how you can continue to just not make any changes. You can make some lineup changes. Like, they called up Brady House, and I'm glad that they did. He deserved to be in the big leagues. He's played spectacular defense at third base. He's looked like a big leaguer at the plate. He's not chasing, which was a big issue of his at AAA. So that's been impressive to see early on. They brought back Dalen Lyle and sent down Robert Hassel. Lyle hit a home run the other night. But that's the only changes that you're going to make? That's it? You're going to bring in two guys and send two guys down, and that's going to be your answer? One of them's your top prospect or top hitting prospect, so okay. I can get on board with that being one of the changes in Brady House. But swapping out, you know, potentially bottom of the order bats in the outfield and Lyle and Hassel, that's your other change? I don't know what the right answer is, but it seems odd that a team loses 11 in a row and they make next to no changes. 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, let's get out to Larry in D.C. Larry, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I got a couple of things I want to say. I used to work for the Nationals back in their heyday when Worth was here. Cool guy. He used to monitor this team, make sure everything was good. But now you really don't have anybody that's doing that for this team. So with that being said, bringing in all of these, you know, Osorin players like a Lowe or a Bell, what you're going to do is eventually you're going to tear this team down to the point where the fans are not going to come. Now, the situation that I'm trying to point out is in 1971, we had a baseball team here in 1970, and I was old enough to go to some of the Senators games. But the thing is that the fan base started deteriorating, and Bob Short said that he wasn't going to move the team, but he eventually did. We're not getting that many crowds at the stadium now. Eventually, if this team doesn't turn it around, the fan base is going to walk away because we just saw it with the Commanders / Redskins, and eventually this team might have to move and become like a Sacramento A's or what Tampa Bay is doing by moving around in these minor league stadiums. So the ownership of this team needs to get it together, spend a little money, bring some players in here that's going to make this team a lot better because we've already got the taste of the championship. So we need to bring some players in here that's going to put us back in that realm so that way your fan base stays. This team doesn't go anywhere, and also the fans will appreciate what the learners are doing.
Appreciate the phone call, Larry. Yeah, it's an interesting point. I don't know that you're going to see this team go anywhere. I don't think they're leaving town anytime soon, but it's a valid point. The fan base, look, I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I'll just lay out the facts for you. You don't get loud boos at Nationals Park, with the exception of when Bryce Harper comes to the plate. You just don't. It doesn't happen very often. Occasionally there's one, but there has been more booing over the last couple of days for this ball club than I can remember. Fire Davey chants, lots of stuff. Not telling you what to do, but that's the reality of things right now. The announced attendances have been pretty poor. Now, part of that is you're facing a horrible baseball team. The joke that I had written up and Grant and I were having some fun with is you're like, you're right. One of the worst teams since 1899 was in town, and it's the Washington Nationals, right? Like, it's been tough to watch. It's been tough to watch. And if you're a fan of this ball club, you're paying a pretty penny to come watch this team. Because even if you're not paying a lot for a ticket, you got to pay for parking, or you got to ride the Metro down. You want to go buy a drink, or you want to go buy a hot dog or something. It's not cheap. All that to watch your ball club lose to the Rockies? That's tough. And so you're entitled to your opinion of whether they should move on from Davey, whether they should move on from even a Mike Rizzo or whatever it is. It's a tough spot for this team to be in because the fan base is frustrated because they were promised something this year of competition, wins and losses mattering again. And in a year where you're saying wins and losses were back to mattering again, you've gone to a point that you've only gone once in your franchise's history, and it was before Mike Rizzo was here, or at least in charge. That's incredible. He said he's never experienced a 10-game losing streak. Now it's to 11, so he's never experienced an 11-game losing streak before, but he's got one this season when we were talking about this team potentially getting back into a wild card race. Not great in Natstown. They got an opportunity today, though. Trevor Williams on the hill, 1 o'clock today, taking on Chase Dolander. Before the series, I kind of was going through the starting pitching, and Antonio Senzatella is the most telling example in Tuesday's game. He was 1-10. I don't even know how that's possible. He was 1-10 with a 7 ERA, and his lone win was against the Nationals. He's now 2-10 because he got his second win, both of them against the Nationals. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. You can't let it get to 12 games. You just can't. Dolander on the hill today for the Rockies. Trevor Williams on the hill for the Nationals. Continue talking about the Nats. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. 11 straight losses for the Washington Nationals. What changes need to be made? What do you want to see happen with the Washington Nationals? We'll continue talking about the Nats here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, Sports Junkies, Toby Altizer in for the guys today on Juneteenth. They'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. for you. Talking about the Washington Nationals, 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, you can tweet at me at Toby_Altizer as well, TOBI_Altizer. G. Wills tweeted at me saying, this management and ownership is acting as if there is zero standard. If you can fire Matt Williams after a bad 2015 season, after he won you an NL East title and manager of the year in 2014, then the real question is, when did the standard stop becoming the standard? Good question. Let's get out to Mason in Fredericksburg. Mason, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing? So, I'll tell you what this stems from. It stems from the learners being cheap this offseason. They didn't do anything. They try to bring in a big name. Sure, Lau is great, but he's nowhere near a big name. It all starts with them being cheap. And when you got to think about it, like, I went to Nats Park on Sunday. It cost $60 to park there. Mm-hmm. And then, like, $30 to, like, survive on food. Like, and you're telling me that they can't use that money to get some sort of big name? I'm telling you, if it gets to the point where James Woods has to resign and we don't do it, and I spent basically over like $200 to go to D.C. just to see a butt team, then I might just go be a White Sox fan because I like the Pope. That's all I got to say.
That's a bar, Mason. Appreciate it. Might become a White Sox fan just because you like the Pope. I have some bad news for you, Mason. Unlikely that they're re-signing James Wood if things stay as they are. Very unlikely, I would say. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't enjoy the time that he's here. It's going to be for a little while. He's going to be here for quite some time. Now, here's something that I think is interesting that Mason brought up. He talked about some of the money coming in for this team where you're talking, I think they still have some of the most expensive concession prices in the league. I know they have the $5 Tuesdays, which is a good deal. They have the Kids Eat Free, which is a really cool promotion and really cool thing that they do. But they do have, I think, one of the most expensive concession prices. But outside of that, he's right. You should take some of that money and use that on the roster. Here's what I think is interesting. When you watch let's choose another middling baseball team, why don't we? When you watch a Pittsburgh Pirates game, where do they play at? Do they play at Pirates Park? Do they play at Pirates Stadium? No, they play at PNC Park. So PNC is paying them money. Where do the Nationals play? Nationals Park. You could sell the naming rights. It's been how many years that they've played there and they have not? I don't mind it, frankly. I think it's cool. Dodger Stadium, Nationals Park, right? I think it's cool to have that. But if you're not going to spend, that's an easy stream of revenue right there. Selling the naming rights to the stadium. Speaking of the Pirates, what do they have on their sleeve? A Sheetz logo. Because Sheetz is giving them money to be on their sleeve of their jersey. I think the Dodgers have some security place. The Orioles have T. Rowe Price. Go up and down Major League Baseball. Some team, I think, had T-Mobile. Maybe the Padres? Regardless, go up and down Major League Baseball. So many of them now have the jersey patches for sponsorship. Do the Nationals? I'll give you a quick answer. No, they don't. It's another revenue stream that they're willfully not accepting. And so, I don't have an issue with you not doing that. I actually think it's cool seeing old school. You're playing at Nationals Park, and you don't have a jersey sponsorship. It's great. It's not great when you're not spending on your team, when you could have a couple extra bucks in the pocket to potentially go out and sign somebody in free agency to pitch for you in the seventh or eighth inning, to come in and be your third starter, to play right field and hit 25 home runs. That'd be awesome. So that's something that they have to really consider. Are they doing everything possible to make sure that this team can win? Are they squeezing every last bit of juice out of this thing? Are they making sure that absolutely every resource is going towards making this team better? And it's not. It's clearly not. And he's correct that you go back to this offseason, an offseason in which I laid out so many times that this was the time to spend. Your big-time prospects, your big-time guys that were going to be ranked inside the top 15, top 20 prospects in Major League Baseball, they're here. CJ, when he was called up, even though if even though it was in San Diego, he was a top 20 prospect when he was called up. Mackenzie Gore, he kind of moved around, but at one point he was the top pitching prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline, right? James Wood was a top 5 prospect. Dylan Cruz, a top 5 prospect. I like Brady House a lot. That's my guy. He was never going to be a top 10 prospect in baseball coming up. So the dudes that were here, James Wood, CJ, McKenzie, Dylan Cruz, your core four, so to speak, they were all here. So what is there to wait on? I talked about this in previous years. The timeline maybe didn't match up. Maybe it wasn't time to spend yet. And I looked at this past offseason and said, if they don't spend then maybe they're just not going to ever spend again. And they didn't spend. So what gives me confidence they're going to do it next offseason? Also doesn't make you feel good. We played the cut earlier for Mike Rizzo with the Junks yesterday. Talked about when it's time to spend. He said, quote, hopefully we do. Well, that doesn't feel great. He said in the past that the learners have given him the opportunity when they've needed to spend to spend and have said that they're not holding him back. I don't fully believe that. I can tell you that much. And it's not to say that Mike Rizzo is without blame, because I think with some of the resources he was given this offseason, he didn't do the best job. But when you're limited every offseason, it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder to hit when you're working with a much smaller bat, so to speak. It's a lot harder to make it work when you've got a little less leeway. So I don't think every resource is going towards making this team better. And in turn, you get the product you've seen. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Matt in D.C. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, sir. I appreciate this conversation, but it doesn't matter. They get the naming rights, and they name it Bank of America Field to take a shot at you know, Capital One Arena. They put sheets on patches on their jerseys. The learners have revenue. They are certainly a middle of the MLB franchise's revenue generator. They get hundreds of millions of dollars annually in revenue. They're not going to spend it. So it doesn't matter what money they get. This ownership group is not going to spend money on players, period. End of the sentence.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. And I don't disagree with your sentiments there. I'm just saying it looks worse when you're not spending money. Essentially, you're crying poor, but you have opportunities to get money and you're not doing it. Maybe it wouldn't. And I think he's probably correct. Even if they bring in a couple extra mil from a naming rights and a jersey sponsor patch, maybe they don't spend that money. But it looks a lot worse when you're not doing anything to improve the baseball club with the extra money that you could have, and you're just not even bringing in that extra money. Let's get out to, is this Joanne in Lansdowne? What's going on?
Hey, I just needed to weigh in on this Nationals thing as a longtime season plan holder. Last December, I went to a hot stove meeting. And I had an opportunity to talk to Mike Rizzo, and I just flat out asked him. I said, when are we going to start spending money? And he looked at me and he said, I wish I had it to spend. And that told me volumes. I mean, that told me exactly where the ownership group is. My belief is they're not going to spend money. I think it's because they bought the team because Elder Lerner was really invested in it. Once they got the World Series championship and Ted passed away, I think everything from there started to flush. And, you know, everybody is blaming the coaches and the manager and all of this stuff, but you get what you pay for. When you are not spending the money to get your top-notch players, if you're not spending money to get the best coaches that there are out there and the best manager that's out there, and you're only going to spend, like, you know, $10, let's say, versus $100, you're going to get what you pay for, and we're starting to see it. I mean, Darnell Coles came on the cheap.
I think we lost.
And Jim Hicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that whole thing. Everybody is taking less money because they want a job, but they may not be the best person for the job. And those who are the best people expect to get paid for their knowledge, and the learners are not paying. And I don't think they ever will again. Honestly, I think they got what they came for, and they're done.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that's an interesting comment that she brings up about the interaction she had with Mike Rizzo. Because, you know, I don't know if that's the case, but it sure seems like that's the case, right? I don't think Mike Rizzo wants to go out there and not spend any money on the bullpen. I don't think Mike Rizzo wants to not go out and sign a legit starting pitcher. Instead, he's trying to find bargain guys. Instead, he's trying to find rental guys. It does feel like he is unable to go out and do what he wants to do, because I've seen him build a team to win a World Series before. A guy that I've seen recently isn't the same one, and it seems like he doesn't have the resources to go out there and do his job appropriately. 800-636-1067. We'll wrap things up talking a little Nats, then we'll turn it over to Doc Walker coming up at the top of the hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the Sports Junkies. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer in for the Junks today. Wrapping up, taking more of your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Wrapping up on the Nats as they look to snap an 11-game losing streak today against the Colorado Rockies. Hopefully they can do it. Into more of your phone calls. Let's get out to Rob in Woodbridge. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, interesting discussion going on. I'm a season plan holder and have a tremendous amount of patience with this team. But, you know, I was at the game Tuesday and I'm going again today. And it's a weird feeling at the ballpark right now that we're at this weird spot where we've got these great young players to, you know, build around, but not spending money, no real established stars yet on the team, at least not real, you know, veterans. And it and the attendance is down, and it looks like things could start going down the drain pretty fast here if the learners don't at least explain what they're doing. So, I mean, do they really want to be known, this generation of learners, as the group that ruined the franchise that their dad bought and took to the World Series and won?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's the tough part. Like, I don't know how committed they are. It's funny because I see Mark down at spring training. I've, you know, sitting down there next to Mike Rizzo watching, and I don't know. I mean, it's a tough spot for them, I'm sure, because, you know, when you have one guy in charge, which Ted was, then you're able to kind of go. But now with all of them, I think one of them cares and maybe the rest don't. And you end up in a spot where they're at right now where it just feels like there's a rudderless ship in a way.
Yeah, you know, they're not talking either. So the team's for sale. It's not for sale. They're committed. They're not committed. I mean, I'm committed, and there's a lot of fans that are committed, but we can't count on this group to even say what's going on. It's extremely frustrating. If I could, I'd have one question about the roster
sure.
itself. What would you do right now with the roster if you could spend money?
Well, first of all, if I could have spent money this past offseason, if I could have spent a lot of money, I'd have been in on potentially Anthony Santander as a power bat. I don't think he's been great this year, but my number one want this offseason was Max Fried. And I think if you could have added another frontline starter so that everybody bumps down, you know, Mackenzie Gore being a number two would be elite.
Right.
Jake Irvin slotting in as a third or a fourth starter. Mitchell Parker, fourth, fifth starter. I actually think Soroka, I know his numbers don't look great, but basically a lot of his outings have been five good innings or maybe even six good innings, and then that last one gets him. So I think
he was solid Tuesday. It seems like they're close. And okay, so I'm the guy in the conversation with my friends who's always trying to say, well, it's you know, darkest before dawn. I mean, we might actually be turning the corner here soon. And I feel, and so I even try to defend Rizzo by saying, look, I don't know that they know really what they want to spend money on yet. They have to see what these young guys can really do, so that they can make you know, really educated decisions on how to spend their money. What do you think about that?
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Rob. Yeah, I think if you gave Rizzo the money, he'd figure out where it needs to go. If you gave him it right now, he'd figure out where it needs to go. And again, I think it needs to go to starting pitching. So Rizzo's philosophy throughout his time here, because people are frustrated with the bullpen this year, understandably so, it's been horrible. Generally, it's been better lately, but beginning of the year, it was off to a horrendous start. But Rizzo's philosophy generally has been that he's not going to spend big time on the bullpen. Why? Because when you look at relievers historically, they're very volatile from year to year. One year, awesome. Next year, they can be bad, with the exception of some of the elite guys, which cost a lot of money. The Joss Haders, Manuel Clases, Craig Kimbrell's back in the day. Those sorts of guys cost a lot of money, and they're consistent year to year. But a lot of dudes are very volatile. So why would I spend, you know, let's say $15 million on a reliever who might be awesome one year and then terrible the next, when I could go spend that somewhere else in a place that's a little less volatile? So that's why you haven't seen them spend on the bullpen as much. So he's going to probably spend on starting pitching. That's how he's always loved to build teams here. Think of the glory days of Nationals baseball, even before they win a World Series. You've got Gio. You've got Jordan Zimmerman. You've got those sorts of guys. Strauss. Even a Tanner Roark. Those sorts of guys. They want to build through starting pitching. And I think they could use a little more power. And so that would have been the thing that you spend on. Power and pitching is what costs money. And in turn, what are you missing right now? I think the pitching is coming along, but what they have is a bunch of probably 3-5 type starters. They're missing a second frontline guy to go alongside Mackenzie Gore. And then they're lacking that sort of power, which they've had more come through this year, mainly because James Wood has provided a lot of power, but they've had a little bit more power come through. But those are the sorts of things. You need a power bat. I think Lowe's been fine at first base, but I think you'd like a little more power. I think if you had more money, you probably would have spent more on a DH instead of Josh Bell. So I don't know that it's a case that he doesn't know where to allocate resources. You figure it out. You find a way, and you still don't block your guys. They could have found a way, but they have to have those resources to do it. Appreciate you guys listening in. The Sports Junkie is going to be back for their regular slotted show tomorrow at 6 a.m. Really fun show today talking about the Nationals. Hopefully they can get a win today. Talked about Ace Bailey a little bit earlier as well. Appreciate Craig Hoffman for stopping by the show a little bit earlier and talking about the Commanders as well. If you missed any of it, you can check out the podcast on the Overtime feed. You can also use the Odyssey app and check out the Rewind feature on that. You mentioned Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.